This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Realize Sirin Muthanna's personality is starting to really show, you see that? And according to his calculations, yes, I can protect you from the Arabs, but from the Persians, no. The power is with Persia. I'm sorry, I can't support you. He didn't calculate where good and what's right is, although he told him, I like your words. Which type are you? Are you like Al-Muthanna? Do you calculate? It's good if you do, but will you be too late like what happened to Al-Muthanna? Back again. What did the Prophet mean when he said, take the religion from all its sides? There's a very beautiful meaning here. Take Islam as one whole, guys. Don't take, for example, worshipping and appearance and forget about morals and its teachings of manners. That's the meaning of this sentence. It isn't a matter of Arabs and Persians. Take it personally and don't pick and choose from the religion. Be careful that you'd be only focused on worshipping in Ramadan and totally forgetting about the Islamic morals. Is there someone you're not talking to and upset while you're fasting? It doesn't work that way. The Prophet didn't agree. The Prophet wouldn't accept you like that. Don't you long to see the Prophet ﷺ? When Al-Muthanna saw the Prophet like this, but why don't you accept, O Prophet? You won't fight the Persians now, right? Just solve your problems with the Arabs for now. Just accept. Why did you refuse Al-Muthanna's offer to protect you from the Arabs, O Prophet? It'd be ages before you even got to Persia. No, Al-Muthanna's psychology wouldn't be able to handle this agreement, not the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ's. And as the Prophet was walking out, he turned and looked at Al-Muthanna and told him, if my Lord grants me victory and puts Persia between my hands, would you glorify Allah and sanctify him? From how self-confident the Prophet was, Al-Muthanna was shaken. He said, I would. Al-Muthanna was really shaken. The truth that the Prophet was talking about was much stronger in the eyes of Al-Muthanna than the Persian's power. But still, he didn't embrace Islam. And he stayed for 10 years refusing Islam. When will he become a Muslim? After the Prophet's death with 3 months. Can you imagine? Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha is around the same age as the Prophet. He was 50 years old when he met the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet was around 53. And he refused Islam. And the days went by, and he still insisted on his refusal. Do you know how he looked at things and weighed them? He thought to himself, Persia is a major financial power. While the Arabs, they're small tribes that were not even united. Tribes that killed each other over the most ridiculous things. In the scale of power, it wouldn't work out. Makes sense, right? But he missed one point, and that truth and what's right is even more powerful. And he sat and he heard the message of truth from the Prophet ﷺ. Bottom line, Al-Muthanna continued in his refusal for many years. But he was following what was going with the Muslims from afar. He was watching what was happening to them. So the Muslims had victory in the Battle of Badr, and then in the Battle of Uhud, and then Al-Ansar support the Prophet ﷺ in Medina. Do you realize that Al-Muthanna was the main reason that his tribe could have been in place of the Ansar but wasn't because he refused their embracing Islam? Can you imagine, had he agreed, we would be going to Bani Shayban now instead of Medina to visit the Prophet ﷺ's grave. Do you see what he caused to his tribe to miss out on? And the Prophet's home and grave would be in Bani Shayban, and Bani Shayban would have been the Ansar, not the people of Medina. Can you imagine? Do you comprehend how one choice or decision based on a wrong calculation cost Al-Muthanna? He lost a lot of great things. Life is choices. What do you choose? Power or what's right? Who do you befriend? Power or what's right? How do you weigh your matters of life? That's today's lesson. The moral in today's episode is how do you weigh your matters in life? While you're affected by power or by what's right and the truth? So Al-Muthanna stayed on his opinion until something happened that really shook him. And it started when the Prophet, peace be upon him, told him, if my Lord grants me victory, when he said, if my Lord grants me victory and puts Persia between my hands, would you glorify Allah and sanctify him? Would you believe in Allah and his messenger? He was really shaken. And mind you, what shook him were just some words. And then something stronger than words happened. Mecca was conquered. Bilal climbed on top of the Kaaba and made the adhan. The call for prayer and the Arabs gathered. And the verses of Surah An-Nasr or the help was revealed. When comes the help of Allah and victory, and you see the people entering into the religion of Allah in multitudes, then celebrate the praises of thy Lord and pray for his forgiveness, for he's oft forgiving in grace and mercy. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. The Arabs united. So now his scale is starting to weigh differently. Till now he's calculating it with the scale of power, right? This one or this one? Which has more power? He kept calculating and weighing. And then he decided, no, I believe in the Prophet's words, Islam is what's right. And Islam started to weigh with him more. I'm going to embrace Islam. But it was too late. The Prophet ﷺ had passed away. What a loss. He's no longer a companion. He's a follower. And Bani Shayban lost the chance of their life. And that's being al-Ansar, or the supporters of the Prophet, peace be upon him. They're not the Medina. If I told you go to Bani Shayban now, you wouldn't even be able to go because you don't know where it is. Life is choices. Can you imagine? He cried hysterically when he heard of the Prophet's death. So go to the Medina now, and the Caliph is your friend, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. No, he refused to go. What did he say? He said, by Allah, I have to atone for my sin first. I have to make up for my wrong choice. I lost and made my tribe lose with me. And not just that, I let down the Prophet ﷺ and didn't support him. I wonder, are you like that? Do you think the Prophet, peace be upon him, is pleased with you? What do you do? Did you make up for your sins and wrong choices? Did you do something great? He said, I can't live like this. And how old is he? He's in his early 60s. He became a Muslim. Go to Abu Bakr. No, I'm not going. I have to do something first. What is he going to do? He looked at the world map and asked himself, what does Islam need? Can you do that? Instead of repeating, someone tell me what to do. I wish I can do something for my religion. Stop and look around you. See what your country or your community or your religion needs. You'll find the uncharted areas where poor people are living but can barely survive. Go there and help. Start teaching someone illiterate. Do something. Look and do something. Don't wait for somebody to ask you. Do something. Al-Muthanna asked himself, what does Islam need? What can I give to Islam? Enough life wasted. I have lost a lot. I have to make up for what I did. So he looked and saw that the renegade wars against Muslims started. They were being fought back. And who was fighting them? Musaylimah, the liar's tribe, Musaylimah al-Kadhab. And al-Yamam, Bani Hanifa, are preparing to attack and are putting together a huge army to attack the Muslims. They're very close to him, very close to Bani Shayban's area. And who's supporting these people? The Persians. The Persians are providing them with weaponry and money to fight the Muslims. A story that repeats itself in history. So al-Muthanna ibn Haritha decided to gather Bani Shayban. I bear witness that there's no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Will you embrace with Islam with me? At that time Al-Maghruq had died, and so had Hani ibn Qubaysa. His tribe said, yes, we will embrace Islam with you. So Al-Muthanna said, I will prevent the Persians from supplying Musaylimah the liar with weaponry and financial aid. I'm going to distract the Persians by attacking their boundaries so that they would focus on their war with me and leave the Muslims. Can you imagine this? This is the man who used to say, no one come near the Persians. He is the one who's going to attack them. Subhanallah, how the mind changed after 60 years. And he started attacking the Persian boundaries and fighting them. Chosroes, Qusra, the king of Persia, started to wonder, what turned Bani Shayban against us? They've been our allies for 60 years. Al-Muthanna attack us? So he sent him a messenger asking him, why are you attacking us? Did Chosroes upset you in any matter? He replied, no. Chosroes hasn't done anything to upset me. But I have found the right, the truth with the Muslims. So the messenger replied, but the power is with Chosroes. He replied, but the right and the truth is with Islam. Al-Muthanna has changed. You see that? Do you see how this is starting? He's starting to calculate things differently now, right? The right is with the Muslims and we are united. You see, he's still calculating everything. What does it mean that we're united? It means we're no longer disjointed tribes. Don't misunderstand what I'm telling you and think that the meaning of truth is not to calculate your actions. No. Look, people are three types. People that are moved by emotion and effective words, so they enter faith because of emotion, and they're fine, that's good. And people that are moved by rights and all that's good, superb. And people that are moved by using a pen and a paper, calculating. And that's why you find Khalid ibn al-Walid was very late in embracing Islam, as well as Amr ibn al-As and al-Muthanna. Why? Because they had strategic minds. Where is this going to lead me? But in Islam, which is the right one? Emotion, or what's right and doing good, or calculating with a paper and pen? Is there a theory that we should follow? Is there a rule? I don't know. But what I do know is al-Muthanna was from the third type, who calculates everything. But now he's starting to combine between the second and the third type. You'd be lucky if you're moved by what's right and doing good, and in addition to that, you know how to evaluate and calculate and weigh your matters. Do you see what I'm trying to lead you to? Don't follow who says don't sit and calculate and evaluate. Just enter and do what you need to do. And Muthanna didn't do that. When he saw the Muslims united, he finally got moved and said, what's right and doing good is well. And Muthanna ibn Haritha decided to live his life totally opposite to what he always believed in. He fought and fought until the backlashing wars were defeated and the Muslims became victorious. They said, go to Medina. He replied, I still have to make up for my sins. He heard that the Persians were preparing great armies to fight the Muslims. So he said, by Allah, I will fight the Persians. So he took Bani Shayban and Bani Bakr and he went right into Persia. He was the first one to fight the Persians. And when he was asked, why are you doing this? He replied, I let down the Prophet ﷺ in the past and I'll never let him down again. Ya Allah, I wonder, have you supported the Prophet ﷺ or have you let him down? You and me. Yes, you. I wonder, is he pleased with you? And we all want to go visit his grave and say, oh, peace be upon you, O Prophet of Allah. And he, and Muthanna, he could go, but he didn't. Why? Because he was ashamed of himself. He couldn't stand in front of the grave and he wanted to correct what he did, making up for letting him down. Subhanallah. He started conquering Persia and off with the first battle. And he didn't even tell anything to the Caliph Abu Bakr, anything. I want to do something, something for my religion. I want to have a role. And he started attacking the Persians because they were preparing armies to attack the Muslims. And he entered Persia. And in one of the battles, he kept struggling and struggling. And the right wing of his army was Bani Bakr. And every time he would be about to conquer the enemy, he wouldn't be able to because of Bani Bakr. They seemed weak and scared. So he sent them a message from Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha to Bani Bakr. One word, wallahi, that he said that turned the battle around. From Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha to Bani Bakr, do not scandalize the Muslims and know that Allah is with the truth. لا تفضح المسلمون وعلموا أن الله مع الحق. That's it. Subhanallah, Al-Muthanna changed. He's still calculating with the paper and a pen, but a different method of calculating. Where's what is right? And not just that, but he was also moved by emotions and he was also able to move Bani Bakr with emotions as well. So now his character encompassed all three. What's right, emotions, and calculating. You'd be very blessed and lucky if you have all three. Umar ibn al-Khattab was like that also. So, back to al-Muthanna. He won the battle. And then he sent Abu Bakr asking him to send him aid. See, he's calculating. Send me aid. He is enthusiastic and wants to please the Prophet, peace be upon him. But he knows he's not as strong as the Persians. He's still calculating. So he asked for aid. Abu Bakr got his message. And Umar ibn al-Khattab asked him, who is this man? Who is this man who's conquering Persia? We hear his news, yet we don't know who he is. So Abu Bakr replied, do you not know who he is, O Umar? He said, no. Abu Bakr said, this is the man that let down the Prophet, peace be upon him. He said, that's the one who's conquering Persia now? Do you see the change? Can someone change like that to make up for his sins by changing his life 180 degrees like that? Wallahi, I'm not telling you stories. Please do something. So what was the result? Umar told Abu Bakr, send him Khalid ibn al-Walid as support. But make Khalid ibn al-Walid his leader. But how? Al-Muthanna is in his 60s, and Khalid ibn al-Walid is in his 40s. And just that he's the one who started these battles, how can Khalid be his leader? Umar ibn al-Khattab said, make Khalid the leader. I don't know who this Muthanna is. I don't trust him yet, right? So Khalid ibn al-Walid came with his message, and al-Muthanna sees him approaching, and with him 7,000 Muslim warriors. Can you imagine al-Muthanna was the reason Persia was conquered, and he's the reason Khalid ibn al-Walid came? So al-Muthanna took the message from Khalid and he started reading. From Abu Bakr to al-Muthanna, I sent you aid. Make Khalid ibn al-Walid the commander-in-chief and you assistant. If you were in his shoes, what would you have done? You'd say, I sent for you so that you would command me? Right? That's what we would say nowadays. But listen to what al-Muthanna said. By Allah, Khalid, my desire is not for leadership, nor is it for ruling. My only desire is to make up for letting down the Prophet ﷺ and making my people lose the chance and opportunity of their life. I beg you guys, be careful. Are you doing the same to your kids? Are you pulling them down with you like that? Just like al-Muthanna did with his tribe? Are you doing the same with your company? Are you feeding your kids from ill-gotten money? Please don't forget that the skin that has been fed from ill-gotten money is to be burnt by hellfire. Be careful and aware of your actions. Oh Khalid, all I wish for is to meet the Prophet ﷺ on the Day of Judgment and tell him, I let you down for 10 years, then I supported you for 10 years. By Allah, Khalid, I supplicate to Allah that He extends in my life. I don't want to die until I make up for what I did by conquering every corner of Persia. I told him once I won't support you and protect you from the Persians. I want to make up for what I did.